Abdallah Mial Deng Mial, former chairman of the Popular Congress Party, urges the transitional government to empower institutions that are responsible for enforcing the law in order to end intercommunal attacks.
We need a law to be in place so that citizens can find their rights through the rule of law. And if they are on the wrong, the law tells them that. We need South Sudan to go forward with the rule of law and not through revenge. That is not an easy thing. If we are going to live in this country through revenge, that means we are back in the bush.
Four people were killed and three others wounded in last weekend's revenge attack in Rumbek Central County of Lagos State. On Monday, two other people were killed in a suspected revenge attack outside Rumbek Town. Nyana Chegmial, a lawmaker in the Transitional National Legislative Assembly and a former member of the National Congress Party, says in South Sudan, the law always rules in favor of the person in power, not on the basis of right and wrong.
Someone who has power in the country is the one who is presumed to be right. If you are a normal civilian, it is very hard for you to get your right. Like for women and people who come from minority groups. These people are finding it hard to live in this country. And this is not correct. It is going to take our country in the wrong direction.
A man accused of killing a university lecturer in January escaped last month from a highly protected military detention facility in Gyada. The detention facility guards did not explain how the suspect escaped. Nyanachek says many court cases and complaints filed at police stations end up in the trash in the offices of higher law enforcement officials.
The Criminal Investigation Directorate, the National Internal Security, and the National Security on Economics are all not working. They write reports to their bosses, but their bosses throw those reports in sideboards. If they are not ready to take action, the person who forwards the report will do nothing.
David Edao of the National Movement for Change says South Sudan prisons and police detention facilities are full of innocent citizens. A perfect example, he says, is the recent incident in the Shirkat neighborhood of Juba, where civilians clashed with the bodyguards of a military officer who later died from his injuries.
We have very innocent young men who are just collected on the roadside. They're now languishing in jail, and no one is talking about it. The government is not talking about it. They're talking about reports, you know, investigations. And when investigation came out, it is simply one-sided report.
Dow is calling on the government to reform its institutions and ensure they work effectively so that ordinary citizens will trust the government again.
And this is what we are trying to push for as oppositions, to say that let there be change. Not change of who is doing what, but change of heart, change of style of doing things. If there is other change in terms of who sits where in the government, it will come through elections, but it's not through the barrel of gun.
Dow says, so long as people do not trust that the rule of law will be followed, revenge attacks will continue. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.